Welcome to another edition of From the Stables. I'm Pete Staples from TasRacing.com.au, talking to trainer Leanne Gaffney, who has a team of six going to Sprayton on a home track on Sunday. Welcome to the show, Leanne.
Thank you.
Leanne, let's first of all talk about the first race. You've got two first starters, Julius and Freelancer. Julius was an impressive trial winner recently, jumped and ran, and won by a couple of lengths, and you'd probably think if he took that form into the race, he's going to be a contender?
Yes, he'll need luck, obviously, first starters, and it's a big jump into a race from a trial, but he certainly showed in a recent jump out and his trial that he held that form, and yeah, really pleased with the way he's going.
He did cost $77,500 at the 2018 Tasmanian Magic Millions yearling sale. But he's been a slow maturer.
He has. He trialled last year in October at Launceston, yeah, and went shin sore. Uh-huh. But other than that, I didn't have him for his first lot of his two-year-old prep, so I'm not sure what happened with him there. But yeah, we've been happy with him since we've had him.
All right, and Freelancer, I know his trial form says he finished last in his trial on the 30th of June, but he only got beaten 1.2 lengths. What are you expecting from Freelancer, the wordsmith Darcenel? He's well-bred.
He is well-bred, and I'd be hoping like he could win one of these early races and get his Tas bonus, yep, for the owners, and then we'd be looking at probably the three-year-old cup and then see where he goes from there through the three-year-old races.
Okay, well, he's drawn out whitish. It'll come in a bit because he's in 11 and comes in a bit if some of the emergencies don't run.
Yes.
But it's, have you got a rider booked?
No, we're still waiting on a rider. We're hoping a couple with those wide barriers may not run.
Okay.
So, yeah, we're up in the air now.
But you're expecting to run a race if he gets in?
Definitely. No, he should be right there. Yeah.
Okay.
Very promising horse.
All right, you might get the Cornetto in the first race. That'd be big.
It would.
Race seven, you've got a big break. You can go home for a couple of hours. And then you've got race seven, you've got Elisavet in the class one over 1150. And, geez, Elisavet was an eye-catching second first up a couple of weeks ago behind the stablemate.
She was. She was very well ridden by David Perez, and we were really happy with the run. And all things the same, she should win.
All right, well, David can't take the ride because he's aboard Valabar, because he's number, yep, one rider for Brunton. But you haven't lost anything with Bulamuku jumping aboard, and Barrier One's going to help?
Yep, definitely.
All right, in race eight, Upwind. Now, first up from a break, no trial for Upwind. What can we expect? He ran fourth in the Derby. This is his first step out since that race. He usually goes well fresh.
He does. He's a nice little horse. He obviously isn't a dead set sprinter, but I don't think in all his starts he's been worse back than fifth. He's always got us a check, so I can't see why I can't do that again.
All right. Well, in the ninth race, the penultimate race for the day, at least you don't have to wait until the last. You've got a couple of runners. You've got Cabarrus that resumes from a spell, and Brendan McCool takes the ride, and Bullens aboard Artuzo, that was a fair sixth first up from a spell. What can we expect, first of all, from Cabarrus?
Cabarrus, I think he'll go well. All his runs we've given him fresh, he's put in. The only run he didn't like was in Hobart on a heavy track, so okay. I think he'll be fine.
All right, Artuzo?
Artuzo, he was his own worst enemy last start. He jumped well, and he doesn't always do that, but then he raced a little bit fiercely and I'd hope for him to jump as well, but settle and come home then.
All right, well, I'll put a bit of pressure on. Which one do you prefer out of Cabarrus and Artuzo?
Quinella, I reckon, but I don't know what in what order.
How diplomatic that. Look, well done, Leanne. Look, you've had a bottler of a season. You've got 24 wins up, clearly already your best. And if you, everything goes well with your stable in the last three meetings, you could place on the premiership podium. You can't win, or probably, and or run second, but you can grab third and knock either Adam Trinder or Johnny Blacker out of that spot. That'd be a good result.
Yeah, it would. It would be good for the stable and all the connections and everybody that's supported me over the last 12 months. It'd be really good.
Well, I know the punters love you because you've got a 25% strike rate. And let's hope it continues on Sunday at Devonport. All the best with your team of six going to that race meeting.
No worries. Thank you.